Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Back during the pandemic, we interviewed our next guest's company about their efforts to bring American flag manufacturing back to this country, and in particular to our state. They not only survived the pandemic, but have been growing, and growing enough, in fact, to expand operations into a new, much larger facility. Katie Lyon is co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and she joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Katie, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks so much for having me.
Now, for our listeners who might have missed that earlier program, tell us how the company got started and catch us up to date here on your progress.
Absolutely, yeah. So in 2018, my husband, Wes, and actually my good friend from middle school, Max Berry, we launched Allegiance Flag Supply just out of the simple need of wanting to fly American flags that supported American jobs and that were high quality, supporting American jobs, not only just sewing the flag, but a 100% American supply chain. And we went out to look for a flag like that, couldn't find one, and thought, hey, maybe we're not the only ones with this problem. We started selling flags in 2018 online. We sourced our flags from a third-generation seamstress shop in Vidalia, Georgia. And since then, we have moved all manufacturing in-house. So in 2021, we started sewing all of our flags in North Charleston. Since then, we have moved. We say as soon as the ink is dry on a lease, we start looking for another one because we start growing out of it. And so in about a three-year period, we have moved five times. And finally, we just built a 25,000 square foot facility out in North Charleston where we're able to support over 70 American jobs, not only in textiles, but fulfillment, customer service, marketing, finance, HR, product development. We've got an incredible team. And don't you know it, but yesterday I was in a meeting and we are starting to look for a new spot because we're already outgrowing this one that we moved in 3 months ago. So things are going really, really well.
Well, you know, I'm sure that back in the early days, you had some people who were concerned that you'd be able to compete with the low-cost flags everywhere else. And then the pandemic comes along and all the supply chain disruptions that went with that, that might have helped you.
You know, it did, especially during the pandemic when a lot of companies rely on overseas fabric or just sheer product and had long wait times, freight expenses went up. We didn't skip a beat. We grew about 4,000% in 2020 from 2019.
Is there a concern now that all that is behind us that price competition might happen again?
Not at all. Really not at all. And maybe I'll knock on wood as I say that, but we kind of position ourselves a little bit differently on purpose, where our American flag isn't a commodity sitting on a dusty shelf at Lowe's, which of course there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to fly an American flag, we have a lot in common with you. We just do it a bit differently.
And so is all of your business through your own e-commerce site, or are you starting to hear from distributors or brick and mortar operations that would like to stock your flags on their shelves?
We do. So about 90% of our sales is e-com. We have been hearing from big box stores for years now knocking on our doors, and we are just not at the place where we really want to entertain them. The demand online is so incredibly high for us right now. And the way that POs kind of work with, you know, the Costco's and the Walmart's and the Dick's Sporting Goods and the, you know, great outdoors of the world, they might not always be the best end of the deal for the small business. So we're really focusing on connecting with our customers online as much as we can. I'm not going to say that that will be forever, but this is working really well for us right now.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for spending time with us today and for the update.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor to be a guest.
Katie Lyon is co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply. She spoke to us by phone from her company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can hear this show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.